Committee, hopefully the last of the year. One never knows on a day like this. So we do have one bill on today's agenda. It's my bill, and we're hearing this bill because it was amended in the Assembly to replace its contents. This is the first time this bill is being heard by this committee in its current form, so that's why we felt as though we needed to hear it. It is related to something else we've been doing earlier. So let's start as a subcommittee. I'll hand the gavel over to Senator Vidak. There are a number of members who are rushing around between committees right now. They all went and apologized to me, but I think we'll be fine starting. And with that, I'll hand it over to Senator Vidak. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Senator.
Senator and members of the staff, in 2003, California passed the first environmental education law in the United States by creating a set of environmental principles and concepts with the goal of fostering comprehensive knowledge about the environment amongst the student population. However, under current law, these principles are not required to be integrated into future content standards and curriculum. So this bill incorporates existing environmental principles and concepts into future core curriculum updates. It directs the superintendent of public instruction to provide leadership to increase environmental literacy in schools, and it encourages governing boards of school districts to promote environmental literacy. And I have here Steve Baker, who's representing the constituents.
Witnesses in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Steve Baker with Aaron Reed & Associates for 10 Strands in support.
Thank you. Any more witnesses in support? See none. How about witnesses in opposition? They must be in line outside. Questions and comments from the member?
Move the bill when appropriate.
We have a motion. We still don't have a quorum, so we'll hold the bill, and as soon as we get a quorum, we'll try to help you out there.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unless you want to close.
Oh. I respectfully ask for an aye vote. So we can call the absent members, and I will huddle with my staff on a totally unrelated issue. Okay, the chair recognizes the presence of a quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Here.
Allen, here. Wilk?
Present.
Wilk, here. Galgiani? Leyva?
Present.
Leyva, here. McGuire? Pan?
Here.
Pan, here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak, here.
Okay, so we have a quorum, and we have a motion.
I think we need a motion.
So I think Senator Leyva has expressed her interest in. Senator Leyva has moved SB 720. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, SB 720. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Galgiani? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Thank you, members. We have everyone except for Galgiani. So she's coming. Okay. So everyone can go, and I'll wait for a senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, oh. So how do we? We can close the roll, I guess. Should we just close the roll?
No.
Okay. Huh?
Let's give Galgiani a shot. Because I need a Republican anyway before I can start. So I don't want to start yet.
Okay, let's open the roll one more time on SB 720.
Item 1, SB 720, the motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in, with the chair voting aye, vice chair voting aye, 6-0. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye.
Okay, so that bill is now out 7-0, and with that, we will adjourn this hearing of the Senate Education Committee.